Hello everybody, this is Pearl here again, and we'll just start by reciting the Om Gurave Namah mantra. Om Gurave Namah. Om Gurave Namah. Om Gurave Namah. The Guru is the one who brings us to the light of knowledge. And right now, the Guru, Jupiter in astrology, is sitting in Pisces, retrograde, still in the monastery, finding it very difficult to find expression for himself, because on the one side he has Rahu coming towards him, and on the other he has Saturn. So he's caught in this dilemma. He is in the monastery, he is in his own sign, so the goal at the moment is to keep your peace as much as possible. Pisces is the place of the temple. Keep the place as calm and as peaceful as possible. Do your prayer, do your mantra, ring whatever bell that still can ring, as Leonard Cohen says. That's how the light gets in, the crack and everything. Just hold your peace. Peace is the most important. Peace of mind is the most important steadying influence we can have right now. And by doing what Jupiter is doing right now, gone back for shelter, go back to the peace and the quiet and hold that energy. Because for the next month, we're going to be going through the usual every 6 months eclipse cycle. And you could say from this week, like the week before the eclipse, the 2 weeks in the midst of the eclipse, and at the end of the eclipse. That month, that whole period of time, what's happening is a churning. It's a churning of the ocean in the mythology of telling the story of the gods and the demons needing to get together, needing each other, to churn up what will be treasures and poisons. To keep your peace as much as possible as what's churned comes up. Find out if it's useful for you. Make no major decision. Just watch and wait. Be still as much as possible. Try to have as little outside influence as possible. Like as if you are in a monastery. We all have to make a temple or a monastery within our own selves. And let the new ideas, let the new possibilities come to the surface. And let the things that need to be let go of come to the surface as well. Because we're in a situation now where on the for this month, you could say forward, where we start with the solar eclipse coming up, and then we have the lunar eclipse on the 8th of November. And so, as I said, during this month, try as much as possible to keep peace. We have Saturn about to go direct, and we have Mars about to go retrograde. Now, Saturn takes 30 years to do one full round. And when he decides that he's going to go retrograde, and he has done now for the last time in the sign of Capricorn, he's been there for the best part of 2.5 years. He's another 3 months to go. But while he's retrograde, he's gone back over the karma that we still needed to deal with. Hopefully we've shed the tears. Hopefully we've felt the sadness, and now we can move on. And if you haven't felt the sadness or the tears or the sense of loss or what you want to change, what's not working for you anymore? Where do you need to improve? If you haven't seen that now, you might have to wait another 30 years, depending on what your age you are, to get this possibility presented to you again. Those of us that are older, we know that we're in the latter stages of needing to do the cleansing, needing to do the clear up. And so it may be sad to look back and remember and see where you have withheld love, because that's the only crime we can commit. That's the only thing we can do wrong, is to not be willing to be kind and helpful and to close off. And why do we close off from people? Why do we get into this stage of having to defend ourselves? How much have we abused or been abused that we're still carrying? How much of betrayal and hurt feelings and feeling let down and feeling not good enough? Who did it to us? You know, who made us feel not enough? It's time now to let this. You're delayed again for another 30 years if you haven't dealt with it now. So the best thing you can do is, as much as possible, forgive and let it go. You earned the abuse with something you did yourself, something similar. And if you can at all possible, try to feel it now. Who did you hurt that now has come to give it to you and present to you the hurt in this lifetime? And by doing that, you're once you can understand that you've earned this. I grew potatoes this year and I got potatoes back. And that's what it's like. We actually get what we sow. And we have sowed before. And what Saturn does is he carries, like the turtle, the weight on his back is a symbol for Saturn. He carries that weight. And that's what's been churned now in the eclipse. The gods and the demons have this turtle and they're spinning them round to churn up what it is that's there from the past that now needs to be let go of. And to see what we've earned as a result of having gone through that difficulty. So we need, because this eclipse cycle is in the signs of Aries and Libra. These signs are ruled by Mars and Venus. And so what we're looking at now is relationship. And what kind of relationship? Mars makes demands and is very demanding. And Venus wants pleasure. And so demands for pleasure is what's causing the problems with relationship. Maybe you've been rejected for the demands you've put out. Maybe you've been too lustful. Maybe you've been in resistance. The attraction, things that attract you, and the things that you have an aversion to. Who have you rejected? Who have you attracted? What have you attracted that's still coming to you? And you might say to yourself, well, why am I still attracting that energy? But the reason we're still attracting that energy is because we haven't learned the lesson yet. If we're getting hurt, painful experiences, there's a reason. And we need to try and recognise in ourselves what it is that's causing us to keep going back and the need to experience that. And as much as possible, to try and do something to remedy it. The old wounds, you know, they block us. They block you from shining your light. Everybody has this light within them. The light of goodness, the light of love, the light of wholeness. Everybody has that within them. But every time we're betrayed or hurt, we betray ourselves. That's ultimately what it comes back to. Do you know, whatever the relationship is. Like in astrology, we say, well, which house is it in? So we can identify who it is that we're having a problem with. But we know ourselves who we're having a problem with. We know who we're having the conflict with. You don't need an astrology chart or an astrologer to tell you that. It's happening in your life. Or it could be an organ in the body that you're rejecting. And that is hurting. It's showing you again what part of you feels rejected and hurt. And it comes back to our own, because any sickness, any ill health, any bad relationship comes down to something that upsets your sense of well-being. And that upsets your confidence. That upsets your self-esteem and your self-respect and your courage and your peace of mind and your ability to open your heart and your ability to let go all the habits that you have developed, all your addictions that might be there trying to avoid feeling all those things, the lack of self-esteem, the lack of confidence, the lack of respect for yourself, the lack of peace of mind. All of those things are there, and we cover them up. We try and hide from them. We try and run from them through a drink or a drug or a TV or whatever our method. We're all addicts. We're all addicts. No one wants to hurt. You know, and the whole thing is, we need to recognize, and we need to start with the self and say nice things to ourselves and ask ourselves, are we willing to continue to burden our soul with the conflict that's been created by that experience of attraction aversion? The things you loved or the things you hated, or, you know, it's affecting your peace of mind. It's affecting your heart. It's affecting that openness, to that creativity that can come through. It's shutting down your light. And so the burden we carry, that weight we're carrying on our back, that's represented through the energy of Saturn that we grieve for, or we feel the victim of, you know, the harm that was done us or the hurt that was done us. You know, we have to ask ourselves, you know, what's most important? Do we want to stay in conflict? Do we want to stay rejecting ourselves and stay abusing ourselves? Because that's what we're doing when we abuse others. We're only using that outside person to do to them what we do 10 times worse to ourselves. So are we going to make peace with ourselves in this eclipse cycle? We can choose to be at war with ourselves, or we can choose to be at peace with ourselves. It's our choice. If you feel there's somebody out there to blame for your circumstance, you're still looking the wrong direction. Because the light will shine once you can have the courage to look within yourself. Self-examination is one of the most powerful tools. And going to someone else to do it, like an astrologer, sure, we can use those techniques to point out, you know, the areas that you might be disrespectful to yourself. But you know yourself where you fail yourself. You wake up in the morning, and what's in your mind? And that's the most important thing. That's Facebook asks you, what's on your mind? And you know what's on your mind, and only you know. Now, some of the other characters that are out there at the moment might have other plans to want to know what's on your mind. But as it stands at the moment, you know what's on your mind. And you're the one that can bring peace, bring the stillness, bring the calm, or continue to stay in the boxing ring and fight it out and fight it out. But at the end of the day, you still have to come back and face it in yourself. So the sooner we can do that, the better. And allow ourselves to grow spiritually. That's where the strength is right now. The Jupiter in Pisces will guide us to the spiritual direction we need to take, because it's well placed if we bring ourselves and bring our attention to that area. Let go of the blame, let go of the shaming of yourself or your rejection of somebody else or who's out there that you're growling at, even if it's only in your mind, in your thoughts, words and deeds. The stronger it gets, the more it's destructive to yourself. Because it's you that's hurting. It's you that's being devalued. When you say a negative thing about somebody else, when you use foul language, when you use, this is you that's shutting down your light, the beauty, the love, the divine that's in you. It's you that's shutting it down with all the ugliness. And it's you that can look for the beauty. Find a thread of beauty. It can be through music, it can be through dance, it can be through art, poetry, whatever your method. Crochet, cooking, gardening. Look for something beautiful. If you can see beauty, you're on your way. If you see ugly, you need to look again. See the beauty, see the wonder around us. See the extraordinary creation that we are, or that a bird is, or that a tree is, or, you know, see the tides and the rhythm of the tides. See the wonders of the world, not the flaws. There'll always be things that for now doesn't work for us, but it might be the very thing you want next week. Because your mood will change. And that's the thing about our emotions. Our mood continues to change. And so we can choose to work with that. And decide that what we can do, who we can help, to help us make amends. And to end this conflict, this constant conflict between what are the gods and the demons within yourself. Because that's what Eclipse is all about. It wants you to evolve again. It wants you to grow again. It wants you to move on again. You know you've moved on from when you were a child. You know you've learned lessons. You know you've grown. And each 6 months you get a chance to do it again. And you will again in 6 months' time. And if you read what I wrote in May about the eclipse at that time, which is in the same signs, that also has that same message or a similar message. So you could go back and take a look at that as well. What else did I want to say? Oh yeah, I came across this quotation the other day that says we can be as soft as a dove or as wise as a serpent. I forget who said it. But that's the thing, you know. We're both the dove and the serpent. And sure we can be, you know, we can rise above it and fly above it. Or we can crawl along the ground like the serpent and hiss and give out at everything that's... Or be the dove of peace, you know, flying free, aware that there's a great beauty and divine order that's taking care of us, you know. And whether you've your belly to the ground or you're flying high, you choose. Every moment we have to choose. Every day we have to choose. It's not like you do it once, but it gets very intense at the time of an eclipse. And what gets very intense is the opportunity to really look within, because it's a psychological time for churning up what's within. That's why I say go to the monastery, go to the meditation, go to the music, go to anything that helps you to stay still and listen. What helps you fly? And what brings you down to be like the serpent crawling the ground? So that's my thoughts for the moment. Free your souls from the burden of all these habits that are causing us to have to fight the corner. And free ourselves from the habits that don't work for us anymore. And we will be asked to move out, move on, time to let things go. Recognize the life lessons that every eclipse moves us towards more clarity. Remember that. That's what it's bringing us. It's bringing us more clarity about the divine beings that we are when we can let go the things that are no longer working for us and take on some of the opportunities or the potential opportunities that an eclipse holds out to us. Don't be afraid of it. It'll be new. It'll be different. But it'll be another path that you hadn't even thought of before. That's freeing you into when you can release some of the old. Forgive it. Shed the tears if you must. Pray for anything that's not, or get someone to do the prayers for you if you're not able to do the prayer yourself. But your own prayers, which from your own heart, write them, say them. You don't need to ring anybody else's bell. Ring your own bell and do your own ritual. Light the incense for clearing the energy. Eat the good food. Breathe the air. Do whatever you do that's nurturing and caring for yourself. And watch as we make peace within ourselves, and ultimately being able to bring peace to our world. But we can't have world peace while we're fighting with ourselves, while we're giving out to ourselves, while we're turning the bad eye on ourselves. Look to the mirror and ask, what are you saying about yourself? Are you seeing a thing of beauty? Are you seeing an extraordinary creation like nothing else in the world? Or are you convinced that you're good for nothing? Whatever. You are enough. You are perfect just the way you are for now. And you'll be given the opportunity time and again to continue to grow and evolve and release the things that you know are no longer good for you, and to take on the things that are going to be beneficial to you, to your peace of mind, to your personal well-being, to ultimately to the work that you have to do in the world and the people that you can help. Because that's ultimately what it's about. It's about asking, how can I help? Where can I help? Not what's in it for me, but ask for clarity on the question, how can I help? Where can I help? Who can I help? What have I to give? What talent? What smile, even just talking to a neighbour, helping someone carry a bag? Simplest of things, especially now when we've come through such a time of isolation, people need that sense of warmth and encouragement and help, and realise that people are friendly. We're not at war with each other. We're not all sick. We're not. And that fear that has been fed into the system, obviously it's not healthy. And it's upsetting to the minds of people. And we need to help each other now. We need to drop the mask and put on the smile. and say hello and put out the hand of friendship and community and strengthen each other in it. And there's no heroes in this. You know, there's no point in putting people up on pedestals and hoping they're going to save us. The only people who are going to save us is ourselves, with our ability to put out our hand and help. Thanks very much for listening to me. As I said, be still, be still, be still as possible during this time. Go in the inner reaches of yourself. Make your peace with yourself. And extend it, when you feel it, to those around you. Thanks very much.